If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were done. I genuinely thought, coming back, I was like, we're done. I was like, I've been on a date with another girl. I felt disloyal.
This is how it's perceived, is that I solidified things with him because of the date and because of the jealousy, and that is not true. We were going to have sex regardless.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. Since I've been gone, I've had this. This is really good. The Reality TV Podcast of the Year in 2022. And look, the year's not done yet, so it's only right that we speak about the reality show that I've been watching recently that is Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. Now, I'll be real with you. This was my first time watching Too Hot to Handle, and it's really good. I'm personally sad that it's only 10 episodes, but I enjoyed it. So we're going to get into all the gossip and all the drama right now with Seb and Kayla, everybody.
Yay! Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you.
Can I just say, these outfits, it's looking very coordinated. It's looking very planned.
He just copies my drip.
No, that's a lie. Really? No. Well, tell the truth. So actually, on the show, right, this is a bit of intel right now. If you look closely, every night we're matching.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
We coordinate our outfits.
He would come to my closet and be like, what color are you wearing?
Really?
Yeah, even before she knew I was coordinating.
He was
coordinating.
Doing it on his own, and then
that's how in sync you were.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fancied the pants off of her.
Fancy?
Fancy, but I'm talking on the show. Fancy the pants off of you.
Doghouse.
No, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm actually
in the doghouse. Yeah. In the doghouse. Now, in the beginning, you guys didn't know you were on Too Hot to Handle, did you?
No.
Not at all.
Wow.
The show put so much effort into Wild Love. And obviously, because, like, I love the sound of Wild Love.
Yeah.
I hope one day Netflix put a show out there like Wild Love.
And what was the concept of that show that was pitched to you, Wild Love?
It was adrenaline-filled dates, right? And that was obviously right up my street, obviously because of racing. I was like, you know what? This makes sense, and that's why they want me. Because racing driver, adrenaline-filled dates, can't do relationships. Like, that's perfect, you know what I mean?
So Kayla's like, what do you mean you can't do relationships?
Oh, no, I've heard some things about Kayla too.
Oh!
Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, so I was like, that is up my street. And then obviously when the announcement came out that it was Too Hot to Handle, it was like mixed emotions. Because a part of me was like, I knew of Too Hot to Handle, obviously.
Yeah,
so I was like, wow, this is could potentially be life-changing.
Yeah.
But also, I really want to do challenges.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like, oh, I'm missing out on the challenges. But we're on like one of the biggest shows in the world.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
And you obviously found out that, you know, you weren't allowed to kiss, you weren't allowed to do anything else other than kissing. How did that make you feel? I know that your reactions were just like, what the F?
Oh, yeah. No swearing in this podcast, right?
You can swear if you want to.
Oh, I'm a potty mouth, so just tell me now.
Be a potty mouth.
Oh, God.
You like potty mouths.
I didn't say that. Right, I'll watch it.
Well, for me, it was like, oh, my God, I'm on Too Hot to Handle. I've been a fan of this show forever. Like,
really?
I was a fangirl, 110%. Like, I was that girl that, like,
you fangirling yourself because you were on the show now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow. I'm like, oh my God, I am the girl that I wanted to be, which is really cool. I feel like 12-year-old me would be really proud.
Yeah. So there's the, oh my gosh, I'm on Too Hot to Handle, and oh my gosh, I can't have sex for however I'm on this show for.
Yeah, and then I was like, damn, wait, I actually like someone here, though. So yeah. Maybe I'll just... You. I was like, maybe I'll just...
Hold on. In the beginning, you guys were in very different places right at the start. You were talking to Nigel.
Yeah, I was with Nigel, and he was with Jawa.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Nigel. What attracted you to him in the beginning?
Well, Nigel is just like my on-paper stereotypical type.
Why are you smiling?
He's my type too, to be fair.
I mean, Nigel's everybody's type. Like, let's be real. Nigel's everybody's type. Mm. You know what I mean? He's your mom's type, your auntie's type, your cousin's type. He's probably your brother's type.
Not be my mom's type.
But honestly, now I have a really good friendship with him. That's what it turned into more.
So you friend-zoned?
Like, yes.
Fine. It's and it happens in life sometimes. You just get friends.
Well, Nigel's living with us right now.
Yeah.
With me.
With the
so
boys.
It's Creed, Nigel, and
oh,
myself.
Oh, cool. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Really good.
Boys' house.
But yeah, when he did me kind of dirty on the show, I was just like, yeah, I expected that. Look at you. I'm going to move on.
And I was late.
But did you expect it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, you guys went
boys
on that
are
day.
Predictable.
Okay, so you just don't have trust in boys
no.
in general.
No.
So you feel like because he's a pretty boy, it's like, oh, he would have done that. I expected that from him.
Oh, right. Like, it was
really?
Not like the biggest shocker. I was like, really? But yeah, of course.
You
and I mean, Dominique,
quickly.
Come on. Dominique is stunning.
Yeah.
She's stunning.
She is. And with Jawa.
Yeah.
Well, you both broke rules, actually.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
first
yeah, we did. You know what? You know the relief I had when I found out that Kayla broke rules.
Because you said, we can break rules together. And that's exactly what you did. But we'll get into that. But fine, Jawa.
I was so relieved when Kayla broke the rules. Because when I broke rules with Jawa, obviously at the time it was great. Mm. But I really, really wanted Kayla, right? Mm. So I was like, oh no, I've maybe cop blocked myself. Like, you know. And then Jawa here broke rules with Nick on the same day.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, okay, I'm right. I'm really in a pickle now. Because I've cop blocked myself with Kayla. Jawa here is also with Nick.
Mm.
So I was like, right, I'm kind of screwed right now. So then when Kayla broke rules with Nigel and Lana announced it, I was like, okay, game on.
Yes.
Because now I don't look like a dick.
Wow.
So that's how it was.
Yeah.
So
and
Kayla,
I was kind of
can we talk about how you had all the options in the world on that show? Like, you had all the options. Any guy you wanted, I could have you. I can have you. But were you aware? Did you know that everyone was onto you? What was the energy? What was the vibe like for you?
So for me, I just feel like, I don't know, I'm a Libra. I feel like I've mastered like the art of seduction. And like, if I want a man, he will want me.
Yeah.
And I came in there wanting everybody, so they all wanted me.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Did you know I wanted you at the start?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
don't
I
give
did.
Me. How?
I, how?
Yeah.
Did you
say? Oh, she's great.
What were you doing that for?
How did you? I'm getting a bit like.
Nah.
How did you know?
You better explain yourself.
Yeah. How did you know that I found it?
He fancied the hell. Okay, this is how I knew that Seb liked me. I knew that Seb liked me because Seb is not a shy boy. And he does not trip over his words, and he knows what to say, and he's smooth.
Ooh.
But then when I walk in the room and he wants to tell me something, he's like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
Like, he loses his words when he was around me. And I was like, I make him nervous. I was like, I like him.
This is so funny, right?
Like,
and why do you like that? Because that gives you a bit of power, doesn't
it? I love it. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, I can see how he was talking to every other girl, super comfortable.
Mm.
If I make you a little uncomfortable, then I must be different.
It was funny because at the start, the girls were like, we can't pinpoint Seb. It just seems like he fancies everyone.
Mm.
And I just turned around and was like, nah. I was like, the girl I fancy.
She knows.
It's obvious, yeah. It's obvious the girl I fancy. And everyone was like, what? What? Who does he fancy?
And we just stood there and stared at each other.
She knew, to be fair. She was like, I know who. And she actually turned around and said to the girls,
yeah.
I know who he fancies.
I know who he fancies.
Wow.
But I didn't
that
say
was
anything.
Hot.
Oh. Wow. And I think, was it episode 2 where you guys finally hopped in bed together?
Two or three, I believe.
Yeah, either episode 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And I think you obviously did that because that was just like, Nigel, goodbye. You know, was that why you did it? Just to kind of show Nigel that, look, you know, you're not treating me like this.
Well,
I'm moving on.
Well, for me, it's like, it was hard, right? Because then I got into bed with Nigel, but I wasn't set on Nigel. And I had other options I was still exploring, like James. I wanted to get to know Seb. I was talking to Creed. Mm. So I wanted to hop around.
Busy girl.
And it's just what I wanted to do. But then once I got into bed with Seb, literally, like, our little night chat, I was like, yeah, I'm never leaving. Oh. And I still haven't.
Wow.
And I love a cuddle.
Okay.
I love a cuddle. So, yeah. Like, it was nice so to finally
get you've enjoyed cuddles. And let's... Yeah. Can we talk about how hard it was to dodge Lana? Like, was it really hard to, like...
We couldn't.
Really?
Yeah, we
couldn't. I don't even know if we tried to dodge her.
So, did you try... Like, well, were you able to break any rules that Lana just didn't clock onto? Like, any, like, kisses underneath the... Like,
I mean, we tried to maybe be a bit subtle, but it didn't really work.
Really?
Lana sees
but how
everything.
How does she see everything?
Everything.
How?
She watches, she looks at shit.
She what?
There's even mini, like Lana's.
What?
They were everywhere.
Everywhere.
Really?
It's like the all-seeing eye.
Oh my gosh.
Wild. Everywhere. Even in the toilet where, like, you shit. She's there. I kid you not. I'm sitting there trying to keep my face straight, like trying to squeeze one out, but keep my face like...
Because Lana's watching.
Oh, God.
No way. And obviously, you know, first night you guys are in bed, are you tempted?
Oh, no.
The first temptation.
No. I was well tempted.
Oh, well, he was just such a gentleman. He was such a gentleman.
But the thing is, you two are both rule breakers. Yeah. We've established this at this point. Yeah, yeah. So it's bound to happen.
Yes.
I am a gentleman.
But not the first night.
I am a gentleman. And you know what? I was raised well. Mm. But sometimes it just got too hard. Pardon the pun.
Yeah. Too hard.
Too hard. Wow. Too hard to handle.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. And I feel like from a very early stage, we start to see the sexual tension between you two growing.
Yeah. Mm.
And just growing and growing.
Yeah. You know what? The turning point was that painting workshop with Shan. Mm. I was okay. I was doing away with it until the painting workshop.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? I heard how she orgasms, believe it or not.
Wow, did you?
No, genuinely. So Shan makes Shan in the workshop, Shan's like, right, you need to release your sexual energy through like an orgasm noise. Mm. So what you do, you can do this with us. You
know, they were having us moan like together. Yeah.
So you have to go, And I heard her do that and I was
that triggered you off.
That triggered me.
You said I have to experience that.
Yeah, and also when she was painting, she was like all over me and stuff. I got a boner.
They showed it.
They kind of showed it a bit. She was like, I think you've got something in your pants. Ooh. Listen, darling, what do you mean something? I was like, there's more than just something.
So how tense does it get? Because obviously, look, you're getting quite horny in there, whatever. Yeah. Was there ever a point where you just said, you know what? I'm just going to relieve by myself somewhere in the toilet.
I was embarrassed.
Was it? It must have been tempting.
I was
though.
So embarrassed. Yeah, but I know. But see, like, but imagine just
you must have been
there.
Going crazy because you are around so many beautiful people. And you're not just like, I need to just maybe sort this out by myself in private, then come back. I've not got those temptations anymore.
That's a rule break as well.
That's a rule break too.
Oh,
but
I know.
But the thing is, imagine.
But Lana might not.
Yeah, but the thing is, how, like, I would have felt so perverted doing that.
And then Lana tells everyone.
Like, yeah, like, you go off, sneak to the bathroom, right? Look around and just bash on it. And then Lana, like, calls you out in the group, like, yeah, by the way, like, self-pleasuring. You'd feel like such a weirdo, like, dirty.
You wouldn't want to be that
You would
one.
Have got the ick. Like, what?
Yeah.
You just like, went off and done it yourself.
I was better rule break with Jawa. Than to rule break by yourself.
Yeah, that's the ick, man. You couldn't do
that's
that.
That's the ick, for sure.
Yeah.
But imagine that. Imagine this snake. And everyone would go much angrier. Because it's like you're not even experiencing like a genuine connection with somebody else. Like, it's with Pam and her five sisters.
It's with yourself. Literally. And I think it was episode 2 where I think you guys broke a few rules and cost the team 18,000. Like, the money kept on dropping at this point. And I said, guys, do you not love money? Like, do you not care about the money that you could possibly get? Obviously, it's not just about that. It's also about, like, were your other teammates not fuming at you? Were they not what the hell? Like,
Creed wasn't the guy that laughed.
Yeah, everyone.
Was everyone just like...
See, but see, I don't know what was up because, yeah, we broke a lot of rules in the beginning. But then everyone to break rules after us, it just seemed to be, like, fine and dandy. But we got, like, ignored for hours and stuff. But I think it was just... Just because we did a lot at
so
once.
So people actually ignored you? Was it quite like tense in there?
Oh, mate, we went too far.
Really?
We went too far. It got to a stage where it was no longer like enjoyable for us. It was like, you know what?
Awkward.
Like, we're breaking up relationships. Like, other relationships were falling apart because of us, because of our actions.
People were pissed.
Britain wanted to so bad.
And we're just out here going willy-nilly doing whatever the hell we want.
We're spending their money.
And then we're like, wait, it is actual real money, too. And we have a chance of winning if we stop spending money.
The first 50% didn't feel so bad. I don't know about you, but the first 50% of the money, right? You start off with 200. Like, the first 50% felt fine because it was like, you know what, 100 grand, that's still fine.
Yeah.
See, when we, like, went south of that 100 grand, it was like, okay, this is starting to
it's
hurt.
Like, now it's like,
yeah.
Are we winning 50p at this point? Because what is going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. And then Flavia walked in and obviously took you on a date.
That was tough, man.
That looked tough for you.
That was tough. And you know what? You know
why? Tough for him.
It looked on you for both of you.
Yeah. No, but see, the thing is, right? Old Seb, bear in mind, I'd only known Kayla a few days here, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, your head starts doing crazy stuff. Like, you're like, you know, is she really going to stay with me? Does she really like me? Like, this girl seems to really like me, like, on the date. And I was like, what the hell do I do? The old Seb was genuinely screaming to get out. And I was like, no, I can't. And this was the first hurdle. You all right?
Yeah.
No, because you know what? Kayla was really emotional. You were crying.
Yeah, I know.
You were so upset.
Yeah, and it was really emotional to watch it again, honestly. I'm not going to lie. And then to actually watch his date where he's just fawning over her extremely hard was not fun at all. But he had to kind of go through the same thing when I went on a date with Sean.
Yeah, you did.
I would say, but not fully. But it's okay.
But you looked like you were about to give in. You even said to her, like, you know, you are my type.
They were about this close.
You know what? She is my type. But the thing is, here's the thing, right? I was like, you know what? This is the first hurdle, like genuine hurdle, that I was like, this is going to be the point where either I can just ignore what Shan and Brendan have had to say so far and just do what I normally usually do.
Yeah.
Or I can actually try and change. So I was like, I really want you. And the thing is with Kayla, I was like, I'd never felt like that. So I was like, your emotions are heightened too. So I was like, nah, you know what? This is the point where I am not going to do what I usually do. And I'm actually going to make a conscious decision to stay loyal. Whether it comes around and bites me on the bum or not, I was like, I'm staying loyal. And whether it does or doesn't, I know I've done the right thing. And then you didn't. So,
do you know what? I think it was quite good to see that from you because I'm not going to lie, for a long time, I didn't think you were a serious boy. I just think you wanted to just like whatever. But I feel like Kayla really got you in that mindset of like,
you know what?
I'm actually going to rein
like
it in a bit.
I kind of ground him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And that's partly, thankfully, to do with the workshops. And I have to say, Nick, he really, really opened my mind onto how to think deeper as well.
Yeah.
So, like, Nick and I would have like a little talks and that, and I'd speak a lot to him about Kayla and. And then in the workshops, I was a menace, man. Like, I just spoke so much shit because I was scared to, like, get my emotions out.
Yeah.
Because I've always had barriers up. And Kayla, like, knocked down the wall.
Why have you always had barriers up?
Getting hurt, mate. So I actually, right, I have always hid my emotions. And I don't like getting sad because I don't like that vulnerability to make me more sad. So when nowadays I don't mind getting sad because I'm like, you know what, this is actually like a relief.
Yeah.
So it's
a good thing.
I'm not scared of sadness anymore. But I used to be dead scared of it. I was like, I don't want to get my heart broken. I don't want to get my heart broken because it will really, really hurt me.
Yeah.
So I used to just be like, oh, I don't care. Like sweep it under the carpet, forget about it. And that never actually helped. So it's a bit tough, man. Like, it's different now. It really is different.
He's boyfriend material now. I mean, just for me, but.
Yeah. We're trying. We're trying.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. And like.
Because the long distance is not easy at all, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this past few weeks was the first time we've seen each other in 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough. Yeah.
It must be really,
trying
really
to balance work really with, like, travel. But now I feel like. Hopefully, you know, if I'm graced with it, the world's going to open up for me. I'll be able to be a lot more free and travel. And we can actually... Well, here's the thing. We filmed it, like, a year ago. For a full year, we've had to be confidential. So, like, we couldn't post each other. Like, We couldn't be seen
with
each
other. That must have been
hard. Yeah. Very hard. I don't like not being shown off.
Yeah.
At all.
But it made sense though. You know, you couldn't let the cat out of the bag at all. It really made sense. Yeah. So we understood fully and we were like, you know what? And we'd done a really good job at being confidential.
Oh, we did.
We met up a few times in LA. She came to Scotland and like, I don't think anyone caught on.
Really?
Yeah. How did you say you met me?
I said I met him on vacation in Mexico.
Hey, that no was way.
Yeah.
Wow. And people totally believe me because I'm one of those people, like, you don't even know what country she's in right now.
Yeah.
I'm here, there. It's like, you know a lot, kind of, because I'm all over social media and I'm posting all the time. But when you really look at it, you're like, you know very little.
Yeah.
Like, she's at a restaurant, but you don't know what restaurant and stuff like that, you know? So, I don't know. And I dropped it, like, a few hints over the years, but nobody caught on.
Interesting.
We would drop little things here and there.
Just but, to, like, no official. You know, kind of for, like, ourselves.
Yeah.
Just for
that we could look at and giggle because it's like my shoulders in it. Or
yeah,
something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
your
me.
Finger.
Yeah, yeah. That's me. That is me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, but very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
And Flavia. Now, obviously, when you two walked back from the day holding hands, you were absolutely livid. Like you were so upset.
I was mush.
Yeah. And at that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Point, what did you think was happening? Did you think, right, that's it, he's left me?
When I saw him walk in with the beautiful Flavia, mm-hmm. I was like, hand in hand, I was like, that's me. Yeah. I finally lost a competition. Yeah. I did not win.
Yeah.
And I just felt my heart literally like fall out of my chest, and I was like, okay, I really like this boy, like way too much. And either then, like, if he had, I felt like, gone with Flavia right then and there, I would have went back to, like, the whole shut my emotions off. Because we were very similar in that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, my protective barrier was, like, why would I care? I don't care, you know? Yeah. But then him
You got protective over him.
Well, I thought we were done. I genuinely thought, coming back, I was like, we're done. I was like, I've been on a date with another girl. I felt disloyal. Disloyal, wow, unloyal, yeah. Unfaithful. Disloyal, right?
All of them.
I felt disloyal because I was like, I've been on a date with another girl here, right? Mm. And I kept forgetting that she knew.
Mm.
Like, it's weird. It's a weird, weird situation, but it's like, I kept forgetting that she knew I was on another date. So I was like, I've been on a date with another girl here. I was like, that's snaky, you know? So I thought, I was like, thinking, I'm coming back here and she's going to finish with me because I've been on a date with another girl.
Yeah.
So even I was a bit nervous. And holding her hand was a step too far, wasn't it? It was good to watch.
Yeah, it was good to watch. It was good for us, but I don't know about you guys.
I think now it's good to watch, right?
Yeah. It's not good to watch, but it's fine.
Like, not 100%.
That episode is never going to be my favorite episode of the show. Never. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was actually rewatching a part of it with his sister because she hadn't finished the first part. And I was like, okay, right, you're going to have to watch this episode on your own.
Ooh.
No. I was like, I've already watched it. I can't.
Seriously?
I can't. It hurts. When I see myself cry and how much I like
that's
you.
Sad,
yeah. Like,
that's sad.
I'm like, ugh.
Why'd you do that for, man?
I know, it's sad.
But it really was what we needed to get to we are now. But it's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. But here's the thing, right? You know how that saying goes where it's like, you don't know what you've got until it's gone?
Yeah.
We had that experience where it's like, okay, yeah, we like loved each other. We loved each other at that point. We just never said nothing, did we? It was like, we had that moment of like, right, they've gone. I really like them, I really appreciate them. Mm. And then thankfully we had the opportunity to be able to get each other back. Even though neither of us had done nothing wrong and we hadn't fully lost them, that's how it felt. Mm. Like, it felt like, when you went on your date with Sean, I was like, God, I've lost her.
Yeah, you were.
Especially,
you were,
he was a comedian. Yeah. I was like, I'm fucked. Because
at that point, our relationship was just so much more solidified. Yeah. That like, you knew I was coming back. I didn't know.
Can we talk about, Kayla, can we talk about what you did to put your mark on Seb?
Okay.
To put your mark in the relationship. Because I remember you were fuming.
Let me clear my name on this.
You were talking about, you were like Flavia, like she's, I think you said something like she pisses you off or whatever. Like, you were like, I want to make sure that Seb is mine. Boom. And you went there and you got him. And what did you guys do?
No. I want to clear my name.
Tell them
right
what they want
now.
To
do.
What did you guys do? Because obviously the internet and the viewers feel you guys went the full way.
This is how it's perceived, is that I solidified things with him because of the date and because of the jealousy. And that is not true. We were going to have sex regardless.
I respect it.
I did not. If I didn't want to go there with him in that moment, I wouldn't have had to keep my man. Mm. I wouldn't have had to do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. Yeah. And Flavia was nowhere in my mind in that moment. It was not to make her jealous and it was not to solidify anything because we were solid.
It was more the celebration, wasn't it?
It was the celebration
of the bond and the unionship.
Yeah, she left a mark on me. I put a dent in you and that was that.
Literally.
But having
sex on the show was a big gamble because your fellow castmates, that's a big risk. Like, were you even aware of how much that would cost? Or did you just like do it and just not care?
No. We kind of just went for it. Like, with Seb and I feel like we were like, we make each other in a trance.
Yeah.
And it's like when it's you and me. And like, we were just doing whatever we wanted. And then after we were like, shit.
This thing was like a full on porno.
Wow.
You guys didn't see any of it.
Really? What's the tea? How long were you in there for?
How long? I mean, probably about 4 pumps.
I was like, bend me over.
Oh, I respect it. Yep. And I think I look good. I tried to keep a straight face.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched it back?
Well, we've watched the scene.
There's like not much of
PG.
It's very PG. I like the way they did it because, you know,
it was good. It was good the way
this.
They did it, to be fair.
It was good. And actually, the loofah scene, our first shower scene, was actually more explicit than
sexy.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was. It was more on that.
Really?
And the tea tree.
Wow. And hold on, have family seen it?
Oh, yeah. I had to warn them.
Awkward conversations, fine.
We know each other's family. We did that prior to them watching the show. So we have our own like relationships with them. And so there
isn't
as much
shock. Have the conversation
shock.
And say, by the way, we...
Here's a script.
Exactly.
the way.
This is what's happening. Yeah. And my mum's typical Latina. She was stressed.
Yeah. Mm.
She was like, your grandmother's going to see this. Yeah. You've disrespected the family. Blah, blah, blah. Have you ever watched Modern Family? My mum sounds like Gloria from Modern Family. So you can imagine her like proper Latina accent, like chucking in the odd swear word in like Spanish, you know? She was a bit stressed. And then my dad, on the other hand, he was like, good lad, you know? You put the family map, you know, the family names on the map. But, no, we said it respectfully. We wanted to share that with our families before.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was only fair. If we could go back, though, like, would I change it? No.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. Would I have sex on TV again? No.
Nah.
Yeah, but you did it with the right person.
But it was like, look at him.
This wasn't premeditated. This was like heat of the moment.
Spur of the moment.
Is what we want to do.
Enjoyed it. Live your best life. One experience.
Yeah.
Why not?
I wouldn't have sex on TV again.
Why not? Cool.
But that I wouldn't do it again. But here's the thing. At that moment, I was like, wow. Like, I've done that. I'm glad we've done it because it's like sometimes, right, you get the post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
You had post-nut clarity.
It exists.
Do women have post-nut clarity?
If you make us nut.
Oh, well.
Wow.
A lot of women A lot of women do not experience it.
So that's why you came back, because I never made you nut.
Oh, no.
She didn't have the clarity.
No.
I'm joking.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So I had the post-nut clarity, and the clarity was clear as day. I was like, I really, really like this girl.
Good.
And so I'm glad we done it because I'm like, you know what? This is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to experience. And we did have a connection at that point.
Yeah.
So we weren't just breaking the rules for the sake of it. We didn't care about the airtime or nothing. We just thought, this is right. This is what we're going to do.
It's good. You two were so solid in there. Why didn't you trust Kayla when she was on the date with Sean?
It's not that I didn't trust her, but I mean... Well,
but that's what it was. If you were to press that red button, it means that you don't trust her. So why? Why didn't you trust her? If all of this, if you were so comfortable, why did you press that red button?
Yeah, why? No, give me...
No, here's the thing. Have you seen Sean?
I'm not going to lie. I was disappointed in you when you did that.
I know.
I was like, you don't have to. And you were so close. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, you two have such a stable bond. And you pressed it. I'm like,
no,
dude.
I feel like I can clear his name, though. Because he knows me. And he knows I would have wanted him to do that. He knows I don't, like, I'm so loyal.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want another man touching me. And I was going to be upset that he did it. And I didn't look at it as him not trusting me. I looked at it as, like...
Him caring.
Yeah. I mean, the fruit, fair enough. Drinks, fair enough. Mm. But massage, as Creed says, massage of the bum bum. Nope. I'm pressing that red button and I will do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, unless she's got a sore back.
Give me a hand.
Then, oh, sorry. Unless she's got a sore back, I'll let somebody massage her. But this was unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she didn't have a sore back.
It was just for fun and pleasure.
It was. She might have if Sean kept massaging her. You know I mean?
But let's talk about you now, the future. Mm-hmm. So are you two still in an official relationship?
No, we are not.
But we're working on it.
Yeah.
So what would you
like
call it now?
A situationship?
Exactly.
I would say. Yeah, it's complicated, but like we're exclusive. It's complicated, but we're exclusive.
We're exclusively complicated with each other. But here's the thing. So like back in January, we kind of like called it a day and it was the long distance was stressful. Mm. You know, work was in full. Like you're back to normal. You're back to reality. Like you've come off a show filming with a bunch of hot people. Mm. I came off loving a girl and it's back to reality.
Yeah,
like, so
the cold
like,
Scottish Highlands. You're like, oh gosh, it's.
Oh my God. We needed to like.
Sorry, looking at the sheep. Like,
you're right.
We needed to
Wait
date.
To be back.
We never got to like date each other. Mm. That's what we needed to do. We needed a date, but then on top of that, we had all this distance in between us.
Yeah.
And what I tried to do at first was like fly straight to Scotland, and I stayed there for almost 2 months, and that was just like. Overwhelming because I don't have a life there.
Yeah.
I don't have friends there. Did I get extremely close with his family? Yes, and I love them to this day and they love me. But it was just so hard. It wasn't doable at the time. And but now I do feel like we've been waiting for this time of like it will be doable. Yeah. I know that.
I mean, we kept in touch all the time. You know, it was like it wasn't like we had lost the fire. Well, we did kind of lose the fire a bit, didn't we? It got to a stage where it was like we had forgotten why we were so invested with each other at one point. And we've had this discussion. And, like, seeing her again just rekindled it all.
Yeah.
Like, we would start getting ratty with each other. Like, we would, you know, when you forget what that flame's like and that feeling that you get, you start to just frustrate each other. And I was frustrating her like crazy. She was frustrating me. And, but we always knew deep down that this is not what it feels like when we're together.
Mm. Right.
So we were just waiting on that moment to be together again. And then once that was the case, it was like, this is... When she came to London again, I was like, ah, there's my girl.
Good.
You know? So it's like, we're working on things.
He's also just not a... He's bad at texting back. He's not... He's not good at that type of stuff. In person? Oh, my God. Well, I've never felt more loved than in person. But it's like, over the phone, I can't get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and here's the thing. We were 8 hours of a time zone difference, right? Mm. So... You know, waking up at 6 o'clock, 6:30, working on a building. I kind of do a bit of property stuff, working on a building site, Monday to Sunday. I've started another company that does kind of wellness products.
Yep.
So it was like, I was working so, so hard to be able to, when everything goes right, I just want to not relax, but have all my ducks in a row. So I was like, I would get home at 6, 7, 8 o'clock, whatever it was, she'd be awake, but I'd be so tired.
And then I'd be going to work.
She'd be going to work. And I would be so tired. All I wanted to do was just go home and go to bed because I knew I'd be waking up next day early.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that I was bad at texting back. I was just exhausted.
Yeah, he's still bad at texting back.
But now we're with each other a bit more. Yeah. I'm not great.
Even when I'm like, Seb, where are you?
I'm a FaceTimer.
He's the type that... walks through the door 10 minutes later. Oh, hiya.
Hiya. but I'm a FaceTimer. I'll see somebody text me and I'll just FaceTime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am. I like a FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a bit annoying though sometimes.
He would want to be on FaceTime with me, and I'm like, dude, it's 2 p.m. I'm in Target. Like, I cannot be on FaceTime with you right now. Love you so much, but this is irritating. And so, like, we would just, like, it was just things like that. Like, it's not, I'm not laying in my bed all cozy talking to you right now like you are.
So yeah, I was all cozy. You know?
Yeah, the time difference and everything.
It was frustrating. We'd have the odd bit of phone sex, though.
Why not?
You've got to.
But now you're back linked up. Surely you're able to, you know, rekindle that type of intimacy.
We are. There's all this chemistry, like, coming back again. And, yeah, we've had the odd bicker, but who doesn't? Mm. You know what I mean? We just bicker because she's tough.
He's a tough boy, and I'm a tough girl. We both have extremely high standards and expect a lot from each other.
Mm.
But we both also have a lot going on. But, like, thank God our lives are intertwined.
But we're both in harmony right now. She's going through, like, I mean, I'm not being funny, mate. She's blowing up the most, you know? Like, Flavia was big.
Mm.
But Kayla's certainly, she's skyrocketed. She's been the most followed girl of the show.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, we're in sync. You know, like, I've had so much love from people. My Instagram's kind of blowing up.
Mm.
And so, like, we're in sync right now. Like, she's not jealous of what I'm doing. I'm not jealous of what she's doing, because we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
So it's like we both completely get it.
Yeah.
I think it would be tough at this moment in time to be dating somebody else.
You
couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You don't understand what you're going for.
But also, too, if it wasn't you, I'd rather just be single.
Yeah. The DMs would be lit. Our DMs.
You see that? You see what I deal with?
So right now, we're going to play a game called Sip It or Spill It. You will either spill the tea when I ask you a question and reveal and answer the question, or you will sip the tea and just withhold and just not respond. And I won't question you any further. You've decided to sip the tea. But remember, sipping the tea is just as shady as spilling the tea.
Period.
So if I sip the tea, do I then have to explain something?
No, if you sip the tea...
If you sip the tea, I won't even question you. I'll be like, fair enough.
That's like you saying, like, nah.
You're just not answering the question. Cool.
Can I sip right now, just
quickly,
before you start?
Let's go. Cool. So, the first question is...
That's too strong.
Let's go live. What's your biggest turn off about each other?
Say something.
Give me I'm dying in here. He's freaking out.
I'm nervous. Don't touch me. I'm nervous, man.
Better
not be bad.
So, you're now spilling your tea for the first one.
Yeah, okay. We'll spill the tea. Yeah.
My biggest ick that you do is when... He gets a little frustrated with me on a phone call. He goes, all right, okay, I gotta go. I got something to do. He always goes, all right, okay. And I know if I hear that, I'm like, all right, okay. I hate that. I don't like that one. I'm like, you ain't going nowhere.
That's fair enough. Okay. But I do usually get a call through. I'm always on the blow.
There's two different types.
Yeah, yeah. I need to go.
Yeah, that's different.
That's real.
But then he'll go, all right, okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
That one. Okay. Yeah.
And yours?
My biggest ick. You know what you do?
Mm.
You never. She's got matches in the toilet, right? That's too much.
What?
She puts matches on. Every time she goes, like, for a shite, she'll light a match.
What, you mean for a candle?
It's a courtesy thing.
Really?
Yeah, because the smell of a match eliminates the smell of poo.
Really?
Tip for girls, keep
Except
a little match.
It would be nice to put the matchstick in the bin, but no, all over the sink, there's fucking matchsticks.
No!
There is!
Oh, are you saying I'm messy?
I was like, are you brushing your teeth with the charcoal of the match right now, or are you just like...
I actually don't know what you're talking about, because I put the match in the toilet, and I flush it.
Sometimes.
Well, maybe you should have sipped that tea.
I sipped the tea.
No, it's too late. You said it.
I didn't expect that one.
Cool. Who is the shadiest cast member? You can sip the tea or spill the tea.
Shadiest
and rudest cast member.
There isn't, man. We've been blessed with this cast. Who the fuck?
Yeah, you sip that tea, babe.
There's somebody.
Cool. The next one. Do you feel like you should have won the show? Sit the tea or spill the tea?
I personally felt like it was very even, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, I felt like we had a 50-50 chance of winning.
But should you have won the prize money?
I don't feel like our cast members should have voted. I feel like Lana should have voted.
I think.
Herself.
Yeah, I think.
But, because, like...
But do you feel... do you feel like you deserved to win that money?
I don't think there was a thing. I don't think it was all about deserving it or not. Because
I think the winners deserved it, but we deserved it as well.
Mm. Yeah, there, yes. It was.
That's actually how I felt, to be fair. Yeah. I thought we both did.
Yes.
I still felt like I'd won. And you know what? When I reply to a lot of the fans, it's weird saying this because I'm kind of fresh into this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I reply, like a lot of them, I get a lot of messages being like, you guys should have won. Yeah. And I just simply reply, look, I still won.
Yeah.
Mm. I left that retreat with a best mate. Right? A bunch of best mates, right? But me and Creed really, really hit it off.
Yeah.
I've left the treat with that. I've left the treat with the one prize I wanted since day one, which was Kayla. You know what? See, the thing is...
We won.
We won.
No, we did. We did. But did we also deserve to win just as much as the winners? Yes. Nah.
Yeah, of course, of course. But you know what? Nick and Jawa deserved that.
Yeah,
There was no... If Nick and Jawa had won, they would have been getting messages. If Kayla and I won, Nick and Jawa would have been getting messages.
And vice versa. Mm.
They deserved it, man.
Yeah.
Money at the end of the day is great. But, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all.
Right.
A connection, money can't buy. Mm. Mm-hmm. Money can't buy that. Mm-mm. Which we've got. So, it's great, man.
That's a beautiful
message.
I would
do it all again.
I know you would. Well, guys, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Me on the
reality
show.
With Woo! Yeah!
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Us.
That was really, really good fun. Give us a hug.
Thanks.
That was really good fun.
It's my time to watch. I'll be watching.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.